This week is Parshat Shoftim. There's a beautiful interpretation of Parshat Shoftim, which speaks about Shoftim v'shotrim titein b'chol sha'arecha. You should put judges, and you should put, as we would translate in modern English, as police officers in all of your gates. So I remember when I was growing up that the interpretation which was one which was used, which if you want to research it, it goes back to Reb Chaim Vital, the major student of the Arizal. What he says is that one should be careful, b'chol sha'arecha, each individual, b'chol sha'arecha, all of their gates, should put safeguards. So therefore, the interpretation would be is that somebody has eyes, somebody has ears, somebody has various senses, and therefore you need to protect the senses against things which could be religiously dangerous. And on the one hand, it's a beautiful interpretation. It's one which makes the parsha quite relevant to individuals. On the other hand, it's just simply on, let's call it on a pshat level, it's not what it says. What it says is that we need an all b'chol sha'arecha. So let's just pause for a second. The word sha'ar, or gates, the city gate, the city sha'ar, is the entrance to the city. The judges would sit by the entrance of the city. It's almost like we would call the city square. B'chol sha'arecha, in all of your gates, we would put judges and police, which means that we need to have law. We need to have things which protect the law. So just to pause and to make an observation, I think for the last 500 years or so, you know, more or less, since Reb Chaim Vital said this, his interpretation resonated, because it was able to take a verse which for Jews in the diaspora did not really make, I want to say it didn't make sense, it made a great deal of sense, but it wasn't relevant. And what he did is he made it relevant to each individual. So it took a concept of judges and police, which is really on a macro level, and turned it into a micro consideration that all of us need to protect ourselves. Protect ourselves against this big world, protect ourselves against all the influences in this world, and protect ourselves against things which are dangerous. So I want to say a radical interpretation of this verse. I'm just kidding, it's not really radical. I want to just say what the verse says. We need judges, we need police. Which means one of the exciting things about living in a modern state, about living in the modern state of Israel, where there are some who can look and say, well, you know, the state itself is not a religious entity, which, by the way, may be good or may be bad. The observation is true. Although if one goes back and looks at the various kings, if not the kings of Judah, the kings of Yisrael over the years, which did have a status of a kingdom, I'm not so sure that the government that we have today is less observant than the kingdoms which the state-run religion at that point was actually idolatry. But to think for a moment what this is really telling us, it's telling us, and this is the point in the Torah where Moshe is soon to step off the stage, that the Jews are about to enter into land. And when they enter into land, we need to create a society. And that kind of society needs to have police and needs to have judges and needs to have all kinds of safeguards in order to keep people safe. By the way, that's the radical interpretation, that the words aren't just what they say. We need there to be this concept of police and judges, or judges and police. But let's think about this for a second. I remember many years ago, we've been living in Israel for over 30 years, and I remember before we moved, one of the things that my parents, you know, questioned, and my parents were great supporters of Zion, and they've been living here for over 20 years now, but one of the questions is, you know, why now? Why do you want to go? And part of the sense, and this was part of the conversation, but part of the sense that I had at that point was that one can live a very, very full Jewish life any place in the world. Judaism is not limited to any place. It's true that there are many more mitzvot that one can do in the land of Israel. You know, if you take all of the mitzvot having to do with agriculture, and you take the mitzvot that have to do with the Beit Mikdash, so that's a lot of mitzvot that can't be done in Chutz La'aretz. Now, one could, of course, argue that the Beit Midrash law, Beit HaMikdash laws don't really apply today, and that's a fair comment, but the agricultural laws do. And the agricultural laws are really to try to create a kind of a society which is going to be based upon giving and charitable and so on and so forth. And we can distill from these ideas and make them practical to us today. But still, to live in Israel, it's not just about planting a tree, and it's not just about taking Trumot and Ma'asrot from your garden, and it's not just even to let the land lie fallow on Shemitah, which is a great challenge. But rather, what it's about is to create a society of Jews. That's very, very different from living Judaism as an individual or even as a community. Because when we live as a community in the diaspora, we have our shul, we have our neighborhood, our series of shuls, and we have our community centers, but it's not the same thing as living as a public entity, as living as Rishut HaRabim. And it's a great challenge. We need to create a police force. We need to create an army. We need to have judges. Now, of course, cynics can say, well, none of these things are being run absolutely by halacha, and therefore they have no validity. But, I mean, the opposite is quite true. You know, even the idea of judges even goes back to the seven mitzvot b'nei Noach. There needs to be justice in the land. It's a challenge. It's a challenge to create a society with Jewish values. We need police. We need an army. Which means if we look through Parshat Shoftim, there are all kinds of laws where I understand the temptation and the brilliance of the Rav Chaim Vital, the major student of the Arizal, to take these laws and make them relevant for the individual. But now the time has come is to make these laws and make them relevant for the entire nation of Israel, which is exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu actually really meant. Shabbat Shalom.